Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. A lively first hour between talking Purdue basketball, getting set for Old Dominion, and, of course, the Purdue women's basketball program saying no thank you to the WNIT. So we're going to talk some more Boilermaker basketball coming up right now with Becca Snyder, the sports editor for the Purdue Exponent on the Women's Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And, Becca, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. Looking forward to all the basketball coming up here. I want to talk first with you about the Purdue women's basketball team saying no to the WNIT bid. What was your reaction to that?
I was both surprised and not surprised, only because I know that last season, they had to host, they were also to host, and with hosting comes you have to pay. There's a lot of different factors that go into it, but I am surprised that they didn't want to keep their season going. I know that it hasn't obviously been the best of seasons. The ending was quite rough, losing 9 of 13, but most coaches would want the team to keep playing, but they cited a big health factor, so that also could play a part too.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting in the release that they made sure they had the word collectively in there when they mentioned mm-hmm. Coach Versip, the team, and the administration, because if you took out one of those, then be like, well, you didn't say anything about Coach Versip, or what about the school, or what about the kids? We just find it hard to believe that the players wouldn't want to continue to play.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the season that Ariana Harris and Dominique Oden have been having. I mean, they've been playing out of their minds, and Carissa even broke a record too. So I'm sure that they wanted to keep playing, but you know, when you're kind of getting down to four or five girls who are playing almost the entire game, it can be really, really tiresome. So I kind of see both sides.
Chatting with Becca Snyder, sports editor for the Purdue Exponent on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Let's switch now to Purdue men's basketball. All of you are back from spring break. So what's life like on campus now? Is there a lot of excitement building here now for Purdue playing in the tournament on Thursday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like Purdue students have now just become accustomed to play in March. I mean, this is their fifth straight tournament, so everyone here is pretty excited. It seems like I know a bunch of my friends are pretty excited for me that I get to go home soon, but it's a Thursday night. You know, there's going to be Cactus. I feel like all of the students are going to be so excited for this game.
Have you had a chance to look at Old Dominion?
I have a little bit. Looked at kind of their stat sheets from the season. Nothing too unimpressive, I guess I'd say. Their top five scorers are all guards, so I feel like Purdue's defense should have a fairly easy time against them.
Yeah, one of the things they talk about is, for whatever reason, there's this impression in the national view that Purdue runs this slow-down pace basketball, and everything I saw this season, and tell me if you agree or not with this, Becca, I thought we've had a pretty good up-tempo speed to our game.
I'd say it's a little bit of both. Statistics show that they are one of the slowest teams in the nation, and or at least in the last third of slow teams in the nation, but I feel like it really depends on who brings the ball up, because, you know, if it's Carson, you know, he could be fast, he could be slow, you don't really know, but if it's Hunter, he kind of slows down a little bit, looks to see what some of the coaches are calling for him, but, you know, if it's Nogel bringing the ball up the court, he goes a little bit faster, he knows the ropes, he's kind of done that for a while, so honestly, I feel like it's kind of a mixed bag, depending on who brings it up.
Chatting with Becca Snyder, sports editor for the Purdue Exponent on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotlines. We get set for Purdue and Old Dominion Thursday night out in Hartford, Connecticut. Becca, how concerned should Purdue fans be about Carson Edwards and his sore back?
You know, I don't think that they should be that concerned. I mean, while he hasn't been shooting great, he's still been playing pretty much the same amount he has been all season. And it doesn't look like he's having any difficulty with this shot or difficulty shooting the ball or doing side-to-side cuts or anything like that. So I feel like it's honestly not that big of an impact on his game. But it's hard to tell. We haven't really heard much from him. He just kind of played it down a little bit. But I don't think there's too much cause for concern.
Becca, who do you see, or I guess, who needs, I mean, obviously we know Carson Edwards, but who's the other player you see on this team that really needs to step up or maybe continue to play the way they've been playing for us to make a run in this tournament?
I would definitely say Nojel Eastern and both Matt Harms. Harms, going into halftime against Minnesota, he was the only one in double digits. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of Isaac, how he played that game, where he was just playing a quiet game, putting in a lot of points, kind of being a force in the post. Obviously, you can't stop Jordan Murphy every single time you play him. But then in the second half, Nojel Eastern, he was driving to the rim. He was shooting from a little bit deeper. So I think he really also stepped up and kind of realized no one's making their shots. It's time for me to go in there and make a difference. And so I think if those two step up, they'll have a chance to go deep.
Becca Snyder with us, sports editor from the Purdue Exponent on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And how about big picture? Becca, do you like the draw for Purdue?
I do. I mean, the only thing that bothers me a little bit is that they have Villanova in their bracket again so close to them, because if they would have beaten Texas Tech, they would have played Nova last year. And also maybe the location draw, just because they also played in Boston last year. But I think it's a really interesting matchup. I mean, Old Dominion has pulled a lot of upsets the past few years. And, you know, St. Mary's might even pull an upset over Villanova. So it's kind of a really interesting first couple of games here that they're going to have.
So then as you look at the bracket, are you immediately picking Duke, or are you taking the field?
I'm immediately picking Duke. I'm a little biased in that because I'm a Duke fan, but I just think, you know, with Zion coming back and RJ and Cam, like the two pieces behind him, I just think they're going to be an unstoppable force in March.
So how did you become a Duke fan?
I just watching college basketball growing up. I mean, March Madness was like my favorite thing to watch all the time. And every time I watched the Duke and NC game, I always favored Duke a little bit. And I watched the I Hate Christian Laettner documentary on 30 for 30 on ESPN. And that made me like Duke a little bit more. So it's just kind of everything. Even though I'm a big Michael Jordan fan, I like Duke.
So then as you're looking at Duke and then you're looking at the field, how about the Big Ten beyond Purdue? Is there a good draw for one of the other Big Ten schools?
Well, Michigan State, I don't think will fare well, just because they're in the Duke part of the bracket, which is pretty unfortunate for them. I haven't quite looked at the bracket too in-depthly, just because it's been a crazy few days for me, but I always expect Michigan to go far, even though, you know, they got sent by Michigan State three times this season. John Beilein coaching in March is an unstoppable force in itself. So I always think Michigan has a great chance to go far.
Now, I heard Mike Golic on ESPN this morning say he fills out about 25 brackets this week for the tournament. So how many do you fill out between now and Thursday at about noon? How many will you fill out?
Well, I have a family bracket pool. I got a work bracket pool. I got some friends bracket pool. So I'm probably going to fill out about 10 to 15 brackets. I mean, I love basketball and I love March. So it's just fun to kind of pick and choose all the different options that could happen.
Yeah, when you talk about 15 brackets, how do you pick? I mean, what are the different categories?
Well, so for me, I always have my favorites that I pick. So I'll always pick Duke, teams like Virginia, just kind of the good teams that you know aren't likely to lose in the first couple of rounds. And then after that, I kind of try to mix up my upsets, because you really never know what's going to happen. You know, obviously Virginia going down last year to a 16 seed screwed in everyone's brackets. But I just kind of try to vary up my my upsets and not pick the same one. Sometimes I'll pick some of the same ones if I'm really committed to that upset. But I just kind of, whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
So, Becca, who's your first big upset in this tournament?
I think it's going to be St. Mary's over Villanova, if I'm being honest, because one of our other writers, Bailey, he grew up right around St. Mary's, and so he was talking to us about how they're a really good team, they have good shooters, like it's pretty likely that they could pull off the upset. So I think that one's going to happen. Plus, it's on a Thursday, so it would like be logistically one of the first upsets, but I think that's going to happen.
Who's the first number one seed to go down?
Well, my heart's in Virginia only because they lost last year. But I think it's going to be Gonzaga, just because I think losing to St. Mary's in their conference tournament was a big deal. And I think Gonzaga's always good, but there's a reason why they've never won a national championship in the past couple of years. So I think they're going to be the first ones to go down.
It's going to be a fun week, no question about that. Looking forward to all the action. Becca, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the basketball this week.